Frank tossed the empty Coke bottle in the trash and fished out a package of salted almonds from his pocket and started popping them into his mouth, crunching down hard with his back molars. Shaw looked uncomfortable. Frank said, "You disagree?"
"Not necessarily. But what's the ultimate goal here?"
"You tell me what you think it is, and I'll tell you if you're right or not."
"Get Kuchin? I thought the expensive suits didn't care about that anymore. He's just back to making kids into whores for profit. No more mushroom clouds. That's what you said." Frank finished his almonds before answering.
"Well, I truthfully can't say that their attitude has changed on that. But what they are interested in is this new angle in England."
"Why?"
"Why?" Frank said incredulously. "Another organization doing stuff that might have global repercussions? Let's think about that."
"It really has nothing to do with us," Shaw said, a bit lamely.
"You think so, Shaw? Then let me enlighten you. The part that really interested us was the fact that these guys are not only going after past monsters, but current ones, too. You said they were researching stuff right now in Africa, Asia, and South America, although they wouldn't tell you who."
"So what?" Frank tossed the empty packet of nuts in the trash and wiped off his hands on his pants.
"I'll tell you so what. Deposed scumballs sometimes come back to power. These Brits kill a recently deposed dictator, then in geopolitical terms, things can get hairy fast.
Who cares if they go after people like that? Didn't you just say it was a good thing as far as you were concerned?"
"I was talking about the Nazis. They aren't coming back to power."
"I don't understand the difference."
"Don't be a virgin. If you want black and white, go watch a Bogie and Bacall flick. These guys take out a monster in the Middle East or South America, we could have revolutions going on in places we don't need them. You see what I'm saying?"
"No, I really don't. Because if they've already been deposed?"
"Like I said, they sometimes come back. And depending on who deposed them, it might be in our interest to make sure they do come back, because the asshole that knocked them off their perch is even worse. I can give you about a dozen historical examples of that if you want, but we don't have that option if they're dead."
"Jesus, this is insane."
Frank rose. "Maybe I don't disagree with you, but it doesn't really matter what the hell we think. We're just grunts on the ground. So go after Kuchin and take the chick with you. That way you can work on the inside with them and learn even more about their operation. We'll give you primary support, whatever you need."
"And when and if we catch him?" Shaw asked dubiously.
"Then he'll get what's coming to him."
"And Reggie and her people?"
Frank slid on his hat and walked to the door. "And they'll get what's coming to them."
"Frank, there has to be another way."
Frank eyed him intently.
"Tell me something."
"What?"
"You already slept with her, didn't you?"
"What?"
Shaw said with a stunned look on his face. "We were watching this place, genius. You two came in that night all touchy-feely and didn't show again until breakfast."
He added bitterly,
"You didn't deserve Anna, or Katie James for that matter, you son of a bitch."
"Frank,
I've cut you enough slack. Now just do your damn job, Shaw."
Frank slammed the door on his way out.